Back to the table on Jack Callahan, Fox News. A second day of Ukrainian peace talks will begin in a few hours in Istanbul. There have been hints of progress, but as Fox's Matt Finn reports, those may be overly optimistic.
The Times of London is reporting that Ukrainian President Zelensky wrote Russian President Vladimir Putin a note outlining conditions he would consider to reach a ceasefire. Putin reportedly replied to that note, quote, "Tell him I will thrash them."
The Russians have claimed they are significantly drawing down their forces near the Ukrainian capital, but Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says this is more likely a repositioning.
Nobody should be fooling ourselves by the Kremlin's now recent claim that it will suddenly just reduce military attacks near Kyiv, or any reports that it's going to withdraw all its forces. We all should be prepared to watch for a major offensive against other areas of Ukraine.
Ukraine's ambassador has told the UN Security Council his country's military has taken out 17,000 Russian troops and hundreds of tanks and airplanes, calling it a blow to Moscow. It's a blustery night in the nation's midsection. A line of severe thunderstorms stretches from central Texas to the middle of Missouri. Meteorologist Jared Geyer at the National Weather Service Severe Storms Forecast Center.
The storm system's coming out has very strong winds associated with it, and that's led to a risk for hail, but also damaging winds and some tornado risk tonight. And then that will shift eastward, and we're expecting a somewhat higher end threat for severe weather as we go into Wednesday.
There are reports of storm damage in St. Joseph's, Missouri. Republican Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Wisconsin's Ron Johnson on the Senate floor Tuesday claiming to have receipts showing a payment of $100,000 was made from a Chinese energy firm controlled by the country's Communist Party went directly to Hunter Biden. No reaction so far from the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
In the Golden State, a key decision on reparations.
California's reparations task force has been debating for quite some time about who should be able to get restitution. Should they include black immigrants who came to the U.S. in the 20th century? Maybe black people who have suffered from systemic racism? Ultimately, the task force has decided those in the U.S. after the 19th century didn't share the trauma of people who'd been enslaved. The task force is the first in the nation and has existed for about a year. They have yet to come up with any kind of compensation plan. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The House panel investigating the January 6th events at the Capitol last year has reportedly identified a roughly 8-hour gap in the official White House records of then-President Trump's phone records around the time of the incursion at the U.S. Capitol building. The committee is investigating the gap in the official White House log. A Florida man is headed to prison for threatening members of Congress.
Frank Pezzuta has been ordered to serve 1 year and 3 months in federal prison. The 73-year-old from Venice called one congressman's office to say he worked for the criminal gang MS-13 and that they were coming to cut his head off. He also phoned a congresswoman's Washington office to say that he was personally coming to kill her. The targeted trio of U.S. representatives were only identified in court by their initials. The threatening calls were made in early 2020. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A gunman on a motorcycle opened fire in a crowded city in central Israel late Tuesday, methodically gunning down victims, killing at least five people in the second mass shooting rampage this week. The shooter was killed by police. It appears to be the latest in a string of attacks ahead of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and the anniversary of last year's Gaza war. Israeli media said the attacker was a Palestinian from the West Bank. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.